CMS says improper Medicaid and Medicare payments currently cost taxpayers upwards of $55 billion every year. This week, the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee on Health looked at ways to attack the problem. At a hearing, CMS officials outlined proposed rules to implement provisions of the Affordable Care Act. They say would address the problem by getting ahead of what they call a pay-then-chase method of pursuing fraud. CMS is proposing the creation of new designated provider and supplier categories that would be subject to different screening procedures based on CMS's assessment of what kind of risk they present. Peter Budetti, the Deputy Administrator for Program Integrity at CMS, explained.
The new authorities offer more front-end protections to keep those who are intent on committing fraud out of the programs and new tools for deterring wasteful and fiscally abusive practices, identifying and addressing fraudulent payment issues promptly, and ensuring the integrity of the Medicare and Medicaid programs. We also now have the flexibility to tailor our resources and activities. As an example of this, on September 17th, CMS posted a notice of proposed rulemaking that will implement several of the key anti-fraud authorities in the Affordable Care Act that go a long way towards enabling us to keep the bad actors out and to avoid paying fraudulent claims. This includes new measures to screen providers and suppliers before they're allowed into the program to bill the programs, new authorities to declare a temporary moratorium on enrollment for high-risk areas of fraud in our program, authority to suspend Medicare and Medicaid payments for providers and suppliers pending investigation of credible allegations of fraud. Since this is a proposed rule, we look forward to receiving comments and feedback from all interested stakeholders and to working with the provider, supplier, beneficiary, law enforcement, and other key groups as we work to finalize this rule.
CMS proposes the limited risk level to include physicians, practitioners, clinics, and providers or suppliers that trade publicly on the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ, as well as federally qualified health centers. The high level of risk category would include newly enrolling home health agencies and suppliers of durable medical equipment, which CMS had identified as especially vulnerable to improper payments, unless they're publicly traded. The proposed rule changes would also address the back end of the equation. Inspector General for Health and Human Services Daniel Levinson says those scamming the system have been coming up with more and more sophisticated schemes that are more difficult to detect.
Fraud is migratory and adaptive. In response, the government is working to stay ahead of these schemes. Fraud will never be completely preventable, so we must investigate and prosecute fraud before the criminals and stolen funds disappear. New tools and resources provided in the Affordable Care Act will help us to do just that. For example, OIG's work has demonstrated that it is too easy to obtain billing privileges and defraud the system. Anyone who wants to keep their home safe begins by doing something very simple, locking the front door. We need to do the same with Medicare. The Affordable Care Act strengthens the screening process to prevent criminals from enrolling as Medicare providers and suppliers. It also provides OIG new authority to respond to enrollment fraud. For example, entities that provide false information on an application to enroll or participate in a federal health care program are now subject to monetary penalties and exclusion from the federal health care programs. In addition, the Act authorizes longer prison terms and stiffer penalties for health care fraud. Put simply, criminals who commit health care fraud are going to be cut off from the Medicare trust funds faster, face longer prison terms, and be subject to larger criminal fines.
Levinson says measures included in the Affordable Care Act also include the creation of a national fraud database. Taking a different tact, Republican Representative Peter Roskam from Illinois' 6th District told a story of having his wallet stolen while sightseeing in Hungary recently. Within hours, he says, his bank had notified him that a scammer had tried to purchase $10,000 worth of stereos and speakers with his credit card. He says the speed at which the claim was analyzed and stopped should serve as a lesson. He's proposing a bill that uses the same kind of predictive modeling that banks use to cut down on Medicare and Medicaid fraud and abuse.
Credit card companies right now, within the global economy, there's $11 trillion of credit card transactions every year. The type of fraud that they're dealing with is 0.047%. Contrast that with the type of numbers that we've been talking about this morning, on the order of 10%. CMS currently uses a limited application of prepayment screening, editing, and selective review of claims conducted by Medicare administrative contractors. Most resources are utilized on post-payment review activities by zone program integrity contractors and recovery audit contractors. But the fraudsters continue to be one step ahead of our current rules and edits-based automated claims processing. Predictive modeling, this approach, can detect fraudulent claims that traditional rule-based edits simply can't identify. CMS is currently developing an integrated data repository that will eventually contain all provider data that can be mined, but this will still be post-payment. Following successful implementation to the Medicare program, you could contemplate rolling this out for other elements of federal health care claims. And my sense is that there's an opportunity for us to come together to give the administration the tools they need, because the approach that we've taken up until now has just underperformed. And I think even in the healthcare law, there's things that are going to be beneficial from an anti-fraud point of view, but I think it's going to be beneficial on the margins. I think the heart of this is to change the entire paradigm.
The Inspector General's office says over the past fiscal year, OIG's opened over 1,300 healthcare fraud investigations, obtaining over 500 convictions, resulting in nearly $3 billion in expected civil and criminal recoveries. CMS is taking comments on the new proposed rules. They're due by November 16th. Scott Carr, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.